Welcome to the Norwegian Storyteller, a podcast with storytelling perspectives from the North, hosted by Line Constelli, pardon my new English. Working as a storyteller, I have always told other people's stories. Now I tell fragments of my own story. At the same time, I also give you perspectives I have gained from participating in other people's stories. I also encourage you to tell your own story, because I have seen that the world needs this. So what are we waiting for? Let's tell stories together. Follow this podcast for inspiration and talk with me and other storytellers at my Patreon. Am I actually a Birkebeiner? I will come back to that question. So hello, thank you for following me. I really appreciate it. Today I will talk about identity, and I also hope we can have a fruitful conversation about it on my Patreon. So, welcome to a new episode. Saeed Ali is a hilarious stand-up comedian in Norway, and I really like to listen to him. His origin is from Pakistan, and growing up with immigrant parents, he uses comedy to reflect on the identity challenges a child is facing in between two different cultures. One of his jokes is that all Norwegians tend to have the same answer if anybody asks them why they choose a place to live. The standard answer is, det så fine turmuligheter her. That is translated into, there are such nice hiking opportunities here. He then makes a funny rant about how there are actually nice hiking opportunities all over Norway. Even in the big cities, we don't live far from the possibility of taking a hike in nature. Norway might be the country in the world with the most hiking opportunities, but still we all say this is the reason why we choose to live in a particular place. And it's really funny to listen to him saying that because he's really into something. The place I live is actually my hometown. It was important for my husband to live here, but not for me. I can live anywhere because I don't care so much about our mutual hometown like he does. But I thought about the hiking opportunities for sure. And we live close to the forest. That gives me opportunities to go for walks at any time of the day. I go for short walks, early in the morning, Sunday trips, evening trips, and trips for all other kinds of occasions. But what I don't do is skiing. Did I surprise you by telling you that? Isn't all Norwegians born with skis on their feet? Well, that is how we have been talking about skiing for generations in my country. In all Norwegian photo albums, Instagram and Facebook posts, you see happy people in their skis. As a nation, we dominate the cross-country skiing sports events. The athletes are our heroes. I would say icons. Cross-country skiing in Norway is closely connected to our cultural and identity. You can compare it to what football or soccer means for Brazilians. And this is also connected to my identity. I grew up with big stars in cross-country skiing, and the year I celebrated my 14th birthday, Norway arranged Winter Olympics in the small town Lillehammer. That was in 1994, a year with a lot of pride in our nation. A lot of things have happened since that time, and as a nation we have also evolved into more international culture, but still there are some things that really makes a Norwegian. There is no such thing as taking your skis on your feet and just embrace what nature gives you that day. We even have our own hiking chocolate called Quick Lunch. A chocolate that is pretty much similar to Kit Kat wafer bars. A pretty average lunch conversation at workplaces in Norway on Mondays is the Sunday skiing trip. The conversation often revolves around everything from discussing the ski trail conditions, whether the skis were properly waxed and if the correct wax was used, to providing detailed description of the fantastic trail one has chosen to hike, etc., etc., etc. The funny thing is that even though I don't like to go skiing, and it can actually go several years from time to time I put skis on my feet, I fully participate in this conversation. And in the year 2016, I came closer to an understanding about why I still feel so connected to the activity I actually don't personally like to participate in. I went to the cinema to see the movie Birkebeinerne, which was translated into The Last King in the English version. In the description of this podcast, I will share a link from the trailer on YouTube. The historical context of The Last King was already familiar to me since I learned about the Birkebeiners at school. But the heroic description of the warriors really fascinated me in the movie. The film is set during the 13th century, a time when Norway grappled into internal strife. The Birkebeiners, a loyalist faction, fought to protect the infant Håkon Håkonsson, heir to the Norwegian throne. His father, King Håkon Sverreson, had recently passed away, leaving the kingdom vulnerable. In the year 1204, the Birkebeiners and King Håkon Sverreson held the throne in Nidaros. The Baglers, a rebel faction supported by Denmark, threatened their rule. A man called Gisle, a corrupt aristocrat and Bagler sympathizer, plotted to kill King Håkon. His goal was to return the former queen Margaret to power. But there was a hope. Håkon had a son named Håkon Håkonsson, like I already told you, and Inga, his mother, had to trust two Birkebeiner agents, Torstein and Kjerval, with a vital mission to safeguard the infant Håkon. The tremendous journey took them through snow-covered mountains, beautiful forests, and ever-present danger of the Baglers. As Kjerval and Torstein raced against time, they faced betrayal, loss, and relentless pursuit. The final battle loomed, a desperate clash between the Birkebeiners and the Baglers. Kjerval fought to protect the innocent, while Torstein rallied villagers for a last stand. The legacy of the Birkebeiners would later become a part of a traditional Norwegian folklore, and it is still going strong in Norway. Today, we celebrate their courage through two iconic events. The Birkebeinerne. It's an annual cross-country ski race at the same path taken by Torstein and Kjerval. Skiers honor their legacy and resilience. And the Birkebeinerrittet at summertime. This mountain bike race echoes the same historical journey, only on wheels and not skis. So maybe I am a Birkebeiner after all. I have listeners from different places in the world, and I encourage you to reflect on your own culture. Do you have similar experiences in your culture context like mine? Let me hear about it. At my Patreon, we will discuss it. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember to follow me on Instagram. You're also invited to join the wonderful storytelling community we share at my Patreon. You will find the links in the description of this podcast. I'm the Norwegian storyteller. Let's tell stories together.